trouble with the trees, for the maples want more sunlight and the oaks ignore their pleas.
Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you. You know, today's message is going to be, where the hell are my trees? Where the hell are my trees? You know, the Bible says in Genesis 2:9 that God made all kinds of trees grow from the ground, trees beautiful to look at and good to eat. The tree of life was in the middle of the garden, also the tree of knowledge of good and evil in Genesis 2:9. I have to be honest with you today, I'm a little bit concerned. As I drive down the highway, I see these trees that are half cut. You know, the trees that grew near the power line, that somehow the electric company has decided to cut them either right in half, has this U shape. It's cut on a 45-degree angle, and it looks pretty disgusting to you, to me, and I don't know about you, but I'm a little bit concerned when I'm driving down the highway and I see these half-cut trees, because to me, I think there is some kind of spiritual symbolism. These trees somewhat represent the state of America. I don't know about you, but it really does bother me when these electric companies are cutting all these trees down. And it should bother you, and there should be a concern in America. You know, there's a woman and her neighbor, they watched despairingly this spring as contractors chopped down trees to protect power lines near their homes. And when they threatened her beloved white pines, O'Neill joined other residents battling their power companies over its pruning and felling off trees near transmission lines. Residents complained to town officials that the company cut their trees without proper authority. It is one of several such showdowns in the U.S. this year that have led to lawsuits, legislation, protests, and occasionally compromise. The woman said, "It was like my house was robbed." Yes. And she says, "You know, you just feel violated. I don't know about you, but every time I drive down those roads, I feel a little violated when I see those half-cut trees. I know there's something right. And I know whatever the power company's reasoning is, it's just not right. And it's not biblical, because I'm here to tell you today that the Bible has a lot to talk about trees. The Bible talks a lot about trees. Believe it or not, trees symbolized a lot in the Bible. Genesis 2:16, the Bible says, God commanded the man, you can eat from any tree in the garden. What are some of the kinds of trees? The bay tree, the box tree, the chestnut tree, the fig tree, the fir tree, the mulberry tree, the teal tree, the palm tree. And the palm is one of the most beautiful trees of the vegetable kingdom. The stalks are generally full of rugged knots, which renders it comparatively easy to climb to the top for the fruit. Oh man, the Bible says your statue is like a palm tree and your breasts are like its clusters. You know, the Bible also says, I will climb the palm tree. I will take hold of all of its fruit stalks. Oh, may your breasts be like clusters of the vine and the fragrance of your breath like apples. Well, you got the mulberry tree. Also, you know, there's a lot of different kind of trees in the Bible. And I want to just talk to you a little bit about a few of them. A few of them and what they symbolize. But where the hell are my trees? Where the hell are my trees? Come on, somebody. Where did my trees go as I'm driving down? But, you know, there's one tree in the Bible is the fig tree. Yes, the fig tree. The first species mentioned by name in the Bible is the fig, and that's in Genesis 3:7. And this tree has sometimes been labeled a hypocrite tree because the fruit is green and not easily detected among the leaves until it is nearly ripe. It is only by close examination in the early stages that the fruit can be detected. You know, when Jesus came to the fig tree desiring fruit but found only leaves, he cursed the tree and it dried up from its roots in Mark 11:12 through 14 and 20. And after they have sinned, Adam and Eve used the fig leaves to try to hide their sinfulness from the eyes of the searching God in Genesis 3:6 through 13. And one time the fig tree was used to enable someone to see Jesus in Luke 19:1 through 10. Zacchaeus climbed into the sycamore tree, which is a kind of a fig tree, to see Jesus as he passed that way. It is not unusual for a sycamore tree to reach the heights of 50 feet, but if this fig tree or sycamore tree was by a power line, well, it would have been cut. Where the hell are my trees? Where the hell are my trees? No, I'm not a tree hugger. I am not a tree hugger, but I think there is a moral problem when I'm driving down the highway and I see these half-cut trees. And I think the Bible is very clear that trees are very important. Almond trees, apple trees, fig trees, oil trees, pine trees, shitta trees, teal, turpentine trees. Yes, the Bible has a lot to say about trees and the symbolism of trees. You know, the Bible says in Genesis 1:29 that God said, I've given you every sort of seed-bearing plant on earth and every kind of fruit-bearing tree, given them to you for food. Trees are very important for food, unless that tree was near the power line, and then obviously they would have cut that tree down and they would have probably sold the apples or the almonds or whatever. You know, trees do represent a lot. And I don't know about you today, but I'm a little bit bothered as I'm driving down the highway and I see these half-cut trees. Yes, I am. I'm very much bothered. Maybe you're not bothered. Maybe you don't care. But I think that is trees represent, I believe, a nation. If you see a dead tree, it does represent sort of a dead moral climb. You see half-cut trees all over? That's represent, maybe we're half 50-50 in America. Trees are very important. What about the olive tree? Oh, the olive tree is very important, especially in the land of Israel. It was the olive. The tree became a biblical symbol for the nation of Israel in Romans 11:15-25. Its berries continued to be a leading articles of Israeli commerce. This tree has been called the emblem of peace, prosperity, and wealth in Psalms 128. And when the olive crop fails, it is considered to be a sign of divine wrath in Jeremiah 11:16-23. This tree needs no irrigation. The olive tree thrives well in the Palestinian hills. And of course, since animal fat cannot be kept for a long time, olive oil became the only source of fat for consumption and frying. And additionally, the oil served as a base for all cosmetics and cleaning products used in clay lamps. It was a main source of lighting. Its economic value was much enhanced by the fact that the great river valleys of Egypt and Mesopotamia have unsuitable soil and climate for the cultivation of olives. Therefore, olive oil became a major item of export. Olive oil was also used in the tabernacle for light, the ceremony anointing by the priest of God in Exodus 30:24-25, Leviticus 24:2-4. It even plays a role in the book of Genesis when the dove returned with an olive leaf in its mouth and Noah knew the waters had receded from the earth. Where the hell are my trees going in America? Oh my gosh! My trees are gone! They're half cut. Any tree by the power line is gone. There's a huge spiritual battle going on here. A huge spiritual battle going on. I don't know about you today. I'm a little bit concerned and I want to know, where the hell are my trees? Where the hell are my trees? You know, there's a woman, she built her house 27 years ago. And she chose this very heavily wooded land for privacy and tranquility. And the house was designed to nestle into a landscape, and it was set back about 200 feet from the road. And she had the lawn, she let the lawn go into a forest. So she let her trees grow free so she can have that privacy. Well, nearly three decades of privacy was wiped out in one day by the power companies. 3 decades of privacy. 3 decades to grow those trees. The power company wiped them out in one day. However, the you know, the New York State Electric and Gas recently cut a wide rat through nature trees and saplings on her property. So, passing motorists can see her at work in her kitchen, and her own view of web branches have been replaced by two exposed utility poles. Yes. Hey, we got to save our power lines. Forget about the trees. You know, the power company, which had an easement on the property, says it was only doing what was necessary to keep the lights on in her neighborhood. And on the other hand, says the company butchered her land. She's especially outraged. She says the electric company went back on several agreements it had made with her about the wire clearing plans. But the truth of the matter is, if you look around in America today, there is an issue with our trees. Our trees are being cut. Yes, we have a problem with our trees. But you know, the Bible is very clear about trees. You know, we've talked a little bit about the fig tree, the olive tree. What about the cedar tree? You know, the cedar tree was chosen by the temple of God in Jerusalem in 1 Kings 6, 9 through 20. And there are several possible reasons for this tree having been chosen. The wood is not attacked by insects, pests. It is free from knots, and it was remarkable lasting qualities. The cedar forests in Lebanon were famous, and the people traveled great distance just to see them. And these trees grew to the heights of 120 feet and girths of about 40 feet. You could imagine, probably like the redwoods. I've never seen the redwoods, but I could imagine. And their lifespan was often over 2,000 years. Wow. No wonder they call it the Cedar of Lebanon. The cedars of Lebanon are very rare trees. And their glory has now passed. And I'm afraid that your tree next to the telephone wire, the glory has now passed in America. The cedar tree was used to build not only the temple of the Lord, but also Solomon's house and other public places in Jerusalem. It was used for roofing the temple of Diana of Ephesus and that of Apollo of Utica, and also famous buildings. Where the hell are my trees? Come on, guys. The cedar tree, if it was by a telephone line, I mean, this is a tree of royalty, would have been cut. It would have been cut. It would have been cut because it's near the telephone wire. Yes, it's near the telephone wire. You know, you ever wonder which came first? Was it the tree or was it the power line? You remember, the Bible says, I've given you every sort of seed-bearing plant on earth and every kind of fruit-bearing tree, given them for you for food. Trees are very, very important. I'm not a tree hugger, but trees are very, very important. And when you see trees half cut on the side of the road, it's a symbolism. It's a symbolism of our nation. Our nation is going to hell. This country is going to hell. And these half-cut trees is a symbolism of what's really... We have no value for anything God anymore. It's all... No, we're more controlled about our control grid. So which came first? Well, the use of electric power are rarely at the locations where electric power is generated. Thus, there is need to be transmit electric power from its sources to the point of utilization. Perhaps the most important way this is done is by overhead electric power transmission lines. So where is the first such transmission place? Well, some sources indicate that it was in 1886 at Churchy, Italy, where energy was transmitted to Rome over the distance of 17 miles. Little information is available on this installation. Much more is known at the first electric power transmission line in North America. It was constructed in 1889 between the generating station at Willamette Falls in Oregon City, Oregon, and downtown Portland, Oregon, a distance of about 13 miles. And although the distance of 13 miles is very short compared to the length of present transmission lines today, its construction and successful operations was considered to be a major technological breakthrough at that time. And trees were definitely before 1889, before these power transmission lines were in place. So which came first? Well, it was the trees that came first. And then, of course, they cut down trees and they built this big, huge transmission grid, electric transmission grid, and you guys all know that. So where the hell are my trees? Well, the power lines are more important now than our trees. And so now, as I go to the park, I see X's on every tree. They're cutting them down. They're cutting down your tree. Yes, your trees are being cut down in the name of safety. They want to save a dollar. They don't want your children climbing a tree to be electrocuted. In that mentality, then I guess they need to cut down every tree near your home. And you see that more and more. You see people are cutting their trees. Their trees are half cut everywhere. I mean, it's pretty disgusting. You see this bare tree with no leaves. It's just like, it's all cut off. Well, you know, this has a lot to do with the moral decline of America, but I'm here to talk to you about one more tree of the Bible, and this is called the oak tree. This is another tree known for its longevity. Yes, that's the oak. The sturdy oak stood as a witness to certain events. In a time of the patriarchs, Jacob took a false idol from the members of the household and buried them under the oak at Shechem in Genesis 35:4. It was by the oak tree that years later Joshua took idols from the nation of Israel, who promised to serve only the true God in Joshua 24:14-26. Was it the same tree? We don't know if it was the same exact tree. But it was an oak tree, and the scriptures do not tell us, but some scholars infer that this may be true. And when the land of Israel was oppressed by Midian, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Gideon under the oak tree. There the angel made a covenant with Gideon to deliver Israel from their oppression in Judges 6:11-19. Unless that oak tree was near a power line, then I guess the Lord could not appear to Gideon, because, of course, that oak tree would have been cut down. And that's the issue. These 100-year trees, these trees with longevity, the issue is, why are these power companies cutting these trees down? These are oak trees. You know, some oak trees also witness evil. The heathen worship idols of oak groves in Ezekiel 6:13, and, of course, today we also have idol worship of our trees. And of course, Absalom, David's son, died, and he was hung on the oak tree, 2 Samuel 18:6-17. And King Saul was buried under the oak tree, 1 Chronicles 10-12. And one of the most interesting use of the trees in the scripture is a simile of a person's life. A productive tree and a barren tree. Well, it also, not only is it a symbol of a person's life, it's also a symbol of a nation's prosperity. And so when we always cut down our trees, it shows that this nation is going barren. It's barren. And this principle still applies to our life today. Where the hell are my trees? When you're driving down the road and you see that your trees are half cut, this represents the morale in the United States of America. Come on, somebody. Where is our priorities? It's not in the creation of God anymore. It's in establishing this control grid. Come on, somebody. And obviously we are moving to the one world government system, so we're gonna destroy every tree in our path, anything including trees, to stop us. No, I am not a tree hugger, and I understand you need trees to build homes. I'm not against that, but there's something wrong with these half cut trees. Where the hell are my trees? You know, we do need a lot of prayer when you go to a park and there's X's on every tree. And, of course, the Bible talks about Adam and Eve. Well, they took the fruit, right? They bit the apple of the wrong tree. But trees do have a lot of symbolism. And the Bible says that God made all kinds of trees to grow from the ground. Trees beautiful to look at. And I'm here to tell you, it's not beautiful to look at half-cut trees. Power companies, it is not beautiful to look at half-cut trees. And I'm here to tell you today, America, we need Jesus. We need Him back. And where the hell are my trees? And why are these trees cut halfway? Where the hell are my trees? Where are my trees?
There is unrest in the forest. There is trouble with the trees. For the maples want more sunlight.